up. Hey, reality show starting now. Superstar, show your love right now for the beautiful, the tall, the sexy, NeNe Leakes.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy.
What up, NeNe?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
We are up early and just making it happen, baby. How you doing? Congratulations on everything.
Thank you so much. I got a little bit of a cold, but I'm up early with y'all. I'm trying to do it all, too. And congratulations to you, too, Ricky. I've been seeing you. I see you.
Hey, baby, I see you too. And I appreciate you stepping up, taking up for my boo, Portia Stewart. All y'all was finna walk out that damn party on the housewife when what's the name, told her that she dressed up like Vamps or
something. Oh, right. Yeah, the party. Yeah.
NeNe said, "I ain't right, NeNe. We see that Jesus in you, NeNe."
Yeah, I had to ride with on that. You know what? Look, I'm on the side of right. When it's right, it's right. When it's wrong, it's wrong.
Right.
Hey, baby girl.
Hey, Ebony, what you doing, girl? You up early too? You got your makeup on?
You know I had to do it, girl. And speaking of makeup, you were absolutely beautiful at your wedding. Let me tell you, actually being there was one thing, but I'm going to tell you, I'm glad them drinks and that food was good after them 2 hours y'all had us sit there waiting. You know you ain't had no business having us waiting that damn long in the audience.
I wait that long?
You know
I don't
how long
even know
waited.
The time. Hey, Ebony, I don't even know the time. I was such on a high. It was an amazing day. It really was. It was beautiful. It was amazing. I had 9 bridesmaidzillas. Yeah, it was a beautiful day. It really was.
NeNe, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you? Who is that? Is that Gary?
That's
Gary Hayes.
All right, NeNe, I've been following the show, baby. I dream of NeNe. You know what? It really kind of brought me to tears the other day when you and Greg's kids had your family meeting.
Yes.
The part that I really liked was, though, when you told Greg's oldest son, honey, that, you know, it really wasn't you. It was Greg that the one that wasn't really doing the communicating with him and stuff. But now he tried to get cute with you, saying you need to respect the bloodline. But you told him that you was the bloodline.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So how y'all doing now, NeNe? I mean, are y'all communicating?
Yes, we are communicating. You know, I love Damien. That's one of Greg's. So he's one of the twins. He's one of the oldest twins. And I love Greg's kids. We are in a better place today.
Well, good. That's nice because, honey, I mean, he had the nice shirt on, the Leakes Enterprise shirt. I said, oh, that's good. So, baby, y'all got an Enterprise over there.
It's the same, baby. Yeah, Leakes, it's the same, baby. He's funny.
Okay.
So, NeNe,
He's trying to do his thing.
Well, that's good.
Huh?
You've been really, really public from day one. And I think people's opinion of you may have changed from season one of Real Housewives of Atlanta to you having your own spinoff show now. Any regrets on your life, your marriage, your devastating divorce, your romantic reconnection? Any regrets on all of that being so public?
Yes, I have a lot of regrets. You know, I feel like reality shows, for whatever reason, I'm not exactly sure why, but they definitely break up marriages, friendships, relationships. It's just a difficult thing. I regret putting my marriage out there. I regret putting my oldest son out there because he was so young and he just didn't understand a lot of stuff. I have a lot of regret about doing this show. It has been an amazing, amazing ride. Now, don't get me wrong. I feel like it's more like a blessing than a curse.
Yeah.
It's a blessing because we do so many things, and it's a curse because so many things fall apart.
Do you think that Portia and Cordell's marriage, you know, being in the position that it's in, has something to do with it being televised on TV? Do you think they would still be holding on had it not been on TV?
I think they would be holding on a little, yeah. It was probably bound to happen, but maybe they would have rode it for a little longer.
Right.
You know, the kind of relationship Portia and Cordell had, it was definitely bound to break up. But television couldn't help something like that. Television hurts things like that.
Now, NeNe, I've been following the show, like I said earlier. Girl, now, how's Diane doing? Because look like she's really feeling deprived. And, you know, I've been knowing you and Diane for a while now. And she really seems deprived now. Is she okay?
She seems what now?
Deprived. She seemed like she's left out. She was crying last week.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was crying last week. I think the whole wedding thing was difficult for Diana. These girls are not reality stars. They don't do TV every day like me. They're not actresses. I get it. I know how to do it. It was difficult for Diana. It definitely has affected our relationship.
Really?
Definitely. I think that Diana, as many other girls, totally forgot that I was a bride. And even though we were doing a show, this is my real life. I'm really a bride for real. I'm really getting married. So some of the confrontation that happened, you know, during that time, I thought was unnecessary.
So what about what are we looking at? Season 6 of Real Housewives of Atlanta? We going to see you there?
You'll see me there, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, don't give up your job. Don't ever quit no job, Nene. Be like Randy.
Well, you know what?
Be like Randy Jackson on American Idol. Keep a job.
You got to you know what? You need to stay on TV. You know, it depends on the type of job you're going to keep. You know, I don't have to stay on reality TV, but you need to stay on TV, don't you?
That's right. Out of sight, out of mind.
Congratulations.
Out of sight, out of mind. That's the real truth right there now. Now, listen, I want you, Ricky, I know you ain't been watching because you busy out there, but really, I want you, all your listeners, to tune in to I Dream of Nene every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. on Bravo.
Hey, Nene, congratulations. Y'all make sure y'all watch it on Bravo Tuesday night. I Dream of Nene.
Thank you, Ricky. I appreciate you guys.
Hey,
thank
we
you
love
so
you,
much.
And we love you, and congratulations. All right, y'all, Nene Leakes, y'all. Hey, 14 minutes after the hour, y'all. Coming up next, man, we got news you can't use by Special K. You don't want to miss it. It's about to be a hot ghetto mess. Up next, Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Yeah, man.